Support for this program is provided by Chevron, the human energy company.
Hey, this is Politico Energy. I'm Josh Siegel. California already had a big lawsuit going against five major oil companies, but now it's expanding its focus. See, the legal action targets Exxon, Shell, Chevron, ConocoPhillips, and BP. And originally, California focused its efforts on seeking climate change damages. But the state has amended its suit this week to incorporate a new law that allows it to seize profits from companies that have violated false advertising and unfair competition laws. So what was once a massive lawsuit has now gotten even bigger, and so have the stakes for some of the biggest oil players in the country. The legal effort also comes as Democrats have ramped up their attacks on oil companies on the Hill. Today, I chat with Politico's Wes Van Ticher to discuss how California is upping the ante with its oil lawsuit. It's Thursday, June 13th.
California was not the first, but one of the states and the biggest state that filed one of these lawsuits attempting to hold oil companies, the biggest in the world, accountable for climate change effects, seeking damages from them based on the information and the allegations that these companies knew about climate change and their contributions to it decades ago. And instead of addressing that or telling people about it, continued to advance their business model. And they have also leveled claims against these companies for greenwashing, saying that that continues today, that when these companies are talking about their clean energy investments and focus and efforts, that that constitutes essentially what amounts to, in a lot of these cases, false advertising and violations of different consumer laws. So those are the kind of the bases of the initial claims.
How is this new law now playing a role in the lawsuit, and kind of what exactly does it enable California to do when it comes to oil company profits?
Yes, this law, it uses the word disgorgement. I don't know if that's part of the reason that it didn't get many eyes or much attention as it was passing through the legislature last fall. But essentially what it does is it allows the state's attorney general to go after companies, what they're calling unjust profits, if they can demonstrate that profits are unjust. And it allows them to go after those profits without showing a plaintiff has suffered loss. And that's what was required before. California's lawsuit is focused already on some of the state's consumer protection laws, but this expands on that. And even though the lawsuit does attempt to show some damages to people, they're now citing this new disgorgement law and as kind of an add-on. It's in the lawsuit itself, it's kind of just tacked on as saying also disgorgement. It seems like another, perhaps just a bolstering of the law or another way to go after these profits.
Is it specific around kind of the situations where California can actually seize profits from oil companies, and has it even been used so far? And also, I'm wondering if there's any precedent that you know of in the U.S. for a law like this.
It would create a fund that the proceeds would go to. I don't exactly know the mechanics of how the money would be gotten from the oil companies if they were successful in these lawsuits. These kinds of laws are out there. Arizona and New York have them. Arizona successfully used its disgorgement law going after Google in a lawsuit that resulted in an $85 million settlement based on claims that they were using deceptive, unfair business practices, that type of thing, related to the location of users. It's also something that Congress adopted in the Dodd-Frank Act back in 2010 after the financial crisis. And that also allows prosecutors to go after some civil penalties in this way.
Interesting. And how are oil companies responding to this lawsuit and this law?
It's kind of been the same line from them since the beginning. They're saying that the courts are not the proper place to pursue climate policy, and it should be legislated in Congress and in state houses. The American Petroleum Institute reiterated that position in response to this update from California, and the others have been kind of laying low on this.
And I'm actually wondering, also, has there been any, you know, connection California's leaders are making with Democrats, you know, at large in Congress, or really, you know, where I'm at, we're seeing a lot of attacks on big oil, new investigations, referrals to DOJ around, you know, potential misinformation, allegations of collusion, right? This is like a big focus as we're in election season. Is there, I mean, do you see any kind of deliberative focus here and connecting it to the broader Democratic Party?
California's governor, the Democrat Gavin Newsom, has certainly made big oil a target of his politically and policy-wise. The state is considering a first-in-the-nation penalty for oil companies' profits if they rise above a certain threshold. There's this lawsuit. The state is trying to get rid of some tax breaks for some of the companies. And Newsom proclaims these things far and wide. He talks about it. He has recently talked about it at the Vatican. He's talked about it in New York. And it's connected to broader efforts that we're now seeing in Congress.
Also, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says he expects Republicans would try and repeal the Inflation Reduction Act if the GOP wins control of the White House and Congress in the November elections, a threat he called, quote, very real on Wednesday. Republicans have talked about repealing the IRA for a while now, even though many GOP districts and states are benefiting from the law's clean energy subsidies. Schumer's comments come as House Speaker Mike Johnson met Wednesday with Republican senators to discuss future legislative priorities should presumptive GOP nominee Donald Trump win the election. Trump himself is expected to meet today with Republican lawmakers to discuss the party's governing agenda in 2025. For more news on energy and the environment, subscribe to our free newsletter at politico.com/power-switch and subscribe to Politico Pro to read our morning energy newsletter. Some of the music in today's show is composed by the mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. And that's our show. I'm Josh Siegel, and we'll see you back tomorrow.
Support for this program is provided by Chevron, who is innovating to help responsibly meet rising energy demand across their U.S. operations, like at their Gulf of Mexico facilities, which are some of the world's lowest carbon intensity operations. Helping supply energy that's affordable, reliable, and ever cleaner. That's energy in progress. Learn more at chevron.com/meetingdemand.